Grace, mercy, and peace be yours in abundance from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning, as I mentioned earlier, we begin our six-week series called Grow in Christian Character. The ushers this morning are handing out handing out study guides that we'll be talking a little bit more as during the course of the message. But for now, I'll just let them get those out. For those who are guests today, you can look at the back of the service folder, inside back cover. There's opportunity there for personal worship notes as usual, but these study guides are something a little bit different, special, going along with our series and our new growth groups. So I said we'll talk about that in a little bit. So as we go along that top cover, you can fill in the blanks as we go. We've done a little bit of that before, only this time I'm not going to give you the answers on the wall. You might have to figure them out. Although if you're really observant, you'll see that if you flip your paper around, I put the answers down at the bottom. But if I see you going like this during the service, I'll know what you're doing. All right, looks like everybody has them. Well, again, welcome to our series, Growth in Christian Character. Over the next 6 weeks, we'll be looking at specific characteristics which our Lord looks to grow within us through His Word. If you take a look at the back side of the study guide, the back cover has what we'll be covering over the next 6 weeks. Today, love the lost like Christ. Next week, do your Christian duty. After that, it's live a life of thanksgiving, persistent prayer, serve God above all, stay in Jesus' Word. But now, as you look at those characteristics, it's important to note that these are Christian characteristics of a Christian, not spiritual gifts. And there's a big difference there. Because when it comes to gifts, we all have different gifts, and together we form the body of Christ. But characteristics, these are characteristics for every Christian. Which means that there aren't a couple of Sundays in there that you might as well skip because you haven't been given the characteristic of prayer or because you don't know how to say thank you. It isn't like a big smorgasbord that you can get a heaping helping of loving the lost like Christ, because that's the kind of thing that you're good at, and just kind of ignoring the doing your Christian duty, because that's a lot of hard work. No, these are Christian characteristics that the Holy Spirit seeks to grow in every Christian. And by God's grace, through His gospel in word and sacrament, He does just that. Of course, it doesn't mean that we always like it. Maybe you're familiar with a cartoon from a number of years ago, a comic strip called Calvin and Hobbes. And if you're not familiar, Calvin is a little six-year-old boy who is sometimes lazy, oftentimes sarcastic, precocious, bright, and he has a stuffed tiger named Hobbes as his friend. And together they get into all kinds of situations and adventures created by writer Bill Watterson. But along the way, as you may imagine, Calvin does a lot of learning and growing and maturing. Sure, he says the things that we'd all like to say, but ultimately he comes around to where he should be. I wanted to give you a little bit of an example of that today. Because he doesn't always like the growth that takes place. So here he is sitting at the table with his dad. What's this disgusting slimy blob? Try it. You'll love it. Oh, yeah? Well, what if I don't love it? He can get a little sassy. Then it will build character. How many of us have heard that from our dads, huh? Here's Calvin's response. That's my dad, always looking out for me. Yeah, we don't always like it, but there it is. Our heavenly dad recognizes our need to grow, and he works in us that growth. And no, we don't always like it, but he wants us to grow in character, Christian character, so much that he gives us not only the abilities and the opportunities to do so, he also fills us with the desire to grow in Christian character. Now, this growth takes place in many and various ways in our lives, but over these next 6 weeks, there is a special, fresh approach to this growth as we begin our growth group ministry here at New Life. Now, as you saw, these study guides that are handed out, the front page, page one, is for use today as we go through the message, and this will be the same each week. You'll use this today in church to fill in some of the blanks. We've done them already. Let's see how you did. Number one, Christian characteristics are not the same as spiritual gifts. Number two, the Holy Spirit seeks to grow Christian characteristics in every Christian. Wow, you guys are good. All right, or were you just looking at the bottom? All right, thanks. Honesty, another Christian characteristic. No. From our Father, we have the abilities and the opportunities and the desire to grow in Christian character. So now everybody should be caught up to speed there. But as you open the page, you'll see that there are a series of questions and sections that are there. The first is my story. It's a chance to talk about your life a little bit, people to get to know you. The next part is digging in. This expands, digs deeper into Scripture, things that maybe we can't do as part of the sermon, but that you can do in your own home with the Bible or with other people. And then the last part is applying the things that you've learned into your daily lives. Now, this is going to be useful to anybody who takes it home. You can use it for your morning devotions, your evening devotions, just out for a walk, pick a question and walk with it and talk about it. But it's especially useful for our growth groups that are meeting during the weeks coming up over these next 6 weeks. This is the study guide that they'll be following. And so the groups will have heard the sermon and then walk through this in about 90 minutes and then go home, having spent some time together discussing God's Word. And in case you're wondering, it isn't too late to sign up. There is, as the hymn says, there still is room. The website will give you more information. Otherwise, you can talk to me or Jason Harper, if you want to raise your hand there. Jason can set you up, talk to you about more information, or help you get involved one way or the other. But if you can't participate in a specific growth group this semester, please prayerfully consider signing up in the future. All right, so ends the commercial. But hopefully, this is something that you will be able to use throughout the week. And I know that as we start this growth group ministry, it may seem like there's a lot of fuss over nothing. It may seem like a lot of just doing the same thing in a different format. And maybe there's some truth to that. But I think more often it's we don't want to add something to our busy schedule, or maybe this isn't for you. But just understand something important here. Spiritual growth doesn't come from doing the same old thing all the time. Just going through the motions, or passively sitting there just waiting to get zapped. That's not how the Lord works for spiritual growth. Paul put it to the Corinthians this way, or Philippians this way. He wrote, "Continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling." Get a workout, is what Paul is saying. Understand here that he already pointed out a little earlier in his letter to the Philippians that the people he's writing to are already united to Christ. So these are believers he's talking to. So he's not saying you need to work out, earn your salvation. What he's saying is this. He's saying that now that we have received the certainty of salvation from this sinful world through faith, yet because we continue to live in this sinful world, we need to continue to make the best use of the spiritual gifts and powers which the Holy Spirit has supplied us to grow in our faith, to bring forth fruits of faith, to remain steadfast in that faith until we get that big transfer from the church militant here to the church triumphant in glory forever. This is about continuing to work at our faith, continuing to grow. To put it simply, growth in Christian character takes work, hard work. The work of the Spirit within us and our work, putting His gifts to use. Just look at our Christian characteristic for today. love the lost like Christ. Look at the illustrative examples that Jesus provides through those parables. This isn't business as usual. Look at the shepherd. He loses a sheep, and he doesn't say to himself, well, I'm just going to keep taking the sheep out in the pasture like I usually do, and eventually that one will show up. The woman who loses the coin, she doesn't say, well, I still have nine. I mean, if an emergency comes up, I'll probably be fine. Someday when I'm cleaning, when I get around to that spring cleaning, I'm sure I'll find it somewhere. No, both of them take extraordinary effort, deliberately seeking the lost. This takes work. This takes sacrifice. This takes determination, a willingness to say, I'm going to go to extraordinary lengths to accomplish what I need to accomplish. And the call is there from our Lord. Luke 15 is known as the lost and found chapter. So we have the lost sheep and we have the lost coin, but the chapter ends with that story of the lost son, or as you may better know it, the prodigal son. In all cases, you see that extraordinary lengths to which people will go and the amazing results. It's kind of interesting. As you look at the setting in which Jesus shares this, he's doing what he usually did. He hung out with the sinners, the really bad people, and the righteous people, the people who thought that they were righteous and looked down on everybody else. They were doing what they usually did in criticizing Jesus. They said, this man welcomes sinners and eats with them. And so Jesus responded how he usually did, speaking in parables to believers about the kingdom of God, carrying out his God-given mission. The Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost. You know, as a congregation, we have a mission statement too. Let's take a look at it here. Let's read it together. I'm going to take it by sections. We'll start, and I'll just keep adding on the next points as we go. Let's read together. We exist to carry out the will of God, who has commanded us to proclaim the good news of salvation through Jesus Christ to the entire world. To accomplish this, we unite in worship and join together in Christian fellowship. We grow in God's grace through Bible study. We witness to the world that Jesus Christ is everyone's Savior through his perfect life, sacrificial death, and triumphant resurrection. And we desire to share the comforting confidence that everyone can be certain eternal salvation through God's promise of forgiveness and peace in Jesus Christ. Well, you look at all that, and that is an awful lot that's going on, but this is what we've been called to do. It's our mission to grow in Christian character and to put those characteristics into practice. That is who we are. That's who we have been made to be as new creations in Christ. That's what we do. That's how we live each day. And why? Not because we live in fear or guilt or doubt? No, it's because Christ's love compels us. As Paul writes, he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. So from now on, we regard no one, and I'm going to insert here especially the lost, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. In other words, we don't care who it is. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone. The new has come. I mean, after all, God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them. How can you and I do any different? No, he has committed to us the message of reconciliation in order to seek the lost like Christ. And so we are Christ's ambassadors. God literally making his appeal to lost sinners through you and me, and with such beautiful results. Just look. You have a moderately rich shepherd who cares so much for a single sheep, even though he has another 99 that he leaves in the open field, is willing to leave them to go after the one. And you have a working class woman who's desperately motivated to find what amounts to a day's wage. She had 10 days' wages saved up. You can only imagine how long it took her to do that. She loses one. Yeah, you better believe she's going after it. And then the God of all grace, the all-powerful God, chooses to use the likes of sinners as you and me to seek after the lost. Even though he has billions of souls resting for eternity with him already in eternity, he still seeks after the lost. And the rejoicing is so great and reaches so far that even the angels in heaven sing for the joy of it all over the lost and has now been found. Hard work, effort, new priorities, changed schedules, fresh approaches. According to God, it's all worth it. And so I ask you, the question remains, dear redeemed, restored, forgiven child of God, in thanksgiving for all that he has done, what are you willing to change in your life in order to continue to grow in Christian characteristics, to continue to love the lost like Christ? Prayerfully consider that. Spend some time in the Word. Talk to your Lord in prayer and be ready, because the opportunity will be there. Amen.